Being a man is like climbing a mountain. It's difficult and dangerous. But a life well lived is like standing on the summit. Jesus is the blueprint for men. And in his journey of life, he needed a purpose, a plan, and a team. Blueprint for Men is a ministry that equips men with all three and encourages you to keep climbing with Christ. Hi, my name is Grant Graves, and I'm the Communications Director here at Blueprint for Men. One of my favorite parts about my job is writing and producing this weekly podcast for you. During November and December, the Blueprint team is focusing on renovating our Outpost Center. The Outpost will house our new offices, be a neutral space for small groups to meet, and a place where men can hang out to do woodworking and other manly projects. Because of our deadline, this podcast will shift from our normal format to a shorter show that will highlight a man of God skill. In January, we will return to our normal show. In the meantime, if you want to volunteer at the Outpost or have an idea on how to make this show better, please reach out and email me at grant.graves@blueprintformen.org. Thanks, and God bless. Does your mind ever wander when you pray by yourself? Have you ever knelt down, inspired to have this really deep time of prayer and connection, but then gotten distracted after 60 seconds? Or 30 seconds? Or, let's be honest, 5 seconds? Well, if you have, don't worry. That just means you're normal. Most people have a hard time staying focused when they pray. That's why Blueprint wants to give you a way to take your prayers to the next level. We call it the hand prayer because this prayer has 5 elements, and we use each of the fingers on our hands to help us remember. All you have to do is connect the type of prayer to your fingers, and then when you're praying and you get distracted, all you have to do is look down at your hand and boom, you're right back on track. Okay. Let's start the hand prayer with the thumb. Give Jesus a thumbs up as you praise and thank him. Praise his character, his power, and his love. Thank God for the many blessings he's put in your life. This is a great way to start your prayer because it takes the focus off of you and your sins and your problems, and it shifts your perspective up towards God and his salvation and his greatness and his love for you. If you need some inspiration for this, just read one of the Psalms out loud. The thumb also reminds you that God believes in you. He supports you, cheers for you, and wants to encourage you today. He's always giving you a thumbs up because you are his beloved child. The thumb reminds you that God is proud of you. The thumb reminds you to praise God. The second part of the hand prayer is asking God to provide. Point your finger up to heaven and ask God to provide wisdom and guidance and provision. And now take your finger and point it to your family and your wife and your kids and even back to yourself. You started off your prayer acknowledging how awesome God is. Now ask him to provide for your needs and he will point you in the right direction. The pointer finger reminds us that God will provide. The third part of your prayer is asking for protection. Satan, well, he's flipping you off right now with temptation and fear and doubt and sin. He's constantly attacking you and your family. He's trying to hurt you to make you slip up and sin. And the best way to fight back is to ask God to fight for you. Ask him to protect you from the evil attacks and bring you victory. The middle finger reminds you that God will protect you. The fourth part of your prayer is all about commitment. It starts with a commitment to purity. One of the biggest struggles we men face is keeping our hearts and minds pure. The ring finger reminds us of our Christian commitment to stay pure and faithful, whether we're married or not. Commit to staying pure with God's help for the next 24 hours. But it's also a reminder to stay committed to God, your marriage, your family, and your values. Married men wear a ring on their finger to show the world that they are committed to one woman. And when you pray, always take time to recommit your life to God. The ring finger reminds you to stay committed and pure for him. The last part of your prayer asks for God's power. Your pinky finger is the weakest finger on your hand. Yet, without it, your hand is much weaker. Just try this. Have one of your kids grab your pinky and see if they can pull open your hand. Now, they don't have to pull very hard before your hand can feel the pain and start to loosen. Satan knows this, and he's always pulling at your weaknesses, trying to take away your power. The pinky reminds us of reality. Guys, we're not Superman. We have weaknesses. But it also reminds us of God's promise given to us through Paul. When I am weak, then I am strong. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is God's way of saying, I'll take your weakness and turn it into your strength. End your prayer giving God your weaknesses and asking Him to transform it into power. He can transform your wound into a scar with a story that brings God glory and encourages others. Whatever weaknesses you have, give them to God and ask for His power. His power to do the right thing, to be a blessing, and to spread His love. The pinky finger reminds you of God's power. Okay, let's review. Look at your hand right now. The thumb is to praise. The pointer finger is provide. The middle finger is protect. The ring finger is purity. And the pinky finger is power. So just pray the five P's. Praise, provide, protect, purity, power. Use the hand prayer in your morning prayer time. Or better yet, while you're driving to work. And as you go down through your fingers, you'll start to realize how great God is. And little by little, you will begin to change and become like Him. After all, Ellen White wrote, prayer doesn't bring God down to us, but brings us up to Him. Pray the hand prayer today, and you will be brought closer to Jesus. God bless. God is building epic men for these last days of our world's history. Blueprint for Men is a ministry dedicated to equipping, empowering, and inspiring men to go all in for Jesus, to love and protect their families, and to step up in their communities. Follow us on Facebook or go to our website, blueprintformen.org, and learn about our live events, small groups, and adventure trips. Subscribe right now and like this podcast. Jesus is the blueprint for men. And He's calling you out of a life of comfort and into a life of courage.